This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Nigeria's Boko Haram jihadist rebels on Thursday released a video purportedly showing some of the more than 300 schoolboys abducted last week from a government boarding school in the northwestern town of Kankara. The more than six-minute-long video was released on social media. It appears to show the captors speaking to a group of boys in a wooded area. In the video, one of the captors tells one boy to repeat the kidnapper's demands that the government call off its troops and aircraft hunting for them. Hundreds of boys were abducted by the Islamic extremists from the government science secondary school in northern Nigeria's Katsina state. According to the site intelligence group, the rebels' leader Abubakar Shekau said in a video claiming responsibility for the attack that Boko Haram kidnapped the schoolboys because it believes Western education is un-Islamic. An Islamist militant who opened fire aboard a high-speed train traveling through northern Europe but was overpowered by three Americans before killing anyone has been sentenced to life in jail by a French court on Thursday. Moroccan national Ayoub El-Khazani was heavily armed when he launched his attack moments after the train crossed into France from Belgium in August of 2015. The attack was thwarted by passengers, among them three Americans, two of whom were in the military at the time, who rushed Khazani and disarmed him. Russia will not be able to use its name, flag, or anthem at the next two Olympics or at any world championships for the next 2 years after a ruling Thursday by the Court of Arbitration for Sport. The Lausanne-based court halved the four-year ban proposed last year by the World Anti-Doping Agency in a landmark case that accused Russia of state-ordered tampering of a testing laboratory database in Moscow. This is VOA News. Wearing a white medical mask, French President Emmanuel Macron went ahead with a planned speech by video conference Thursday, hours after testing positive for COVID-19 following a week in which he met with numerous European leaders. AP's Zaria Shackley reports.
The president took a test as soon as the first symptoms appeared. The brief statement did not say what symptoms Macron experienced. It said he would isolate himself for 7 days. It was not immediately clear what contact tracing efforts were in progress. Macron attended a European Union summit at the end of last week, where he notably had a bilateral meeting with German Chancellor Angela Merkel. He met Wednesday with the Prime Minister of Portugal. I'm Zaria Shackley.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres on Thursday appealed to rich nations to support the purchase of coronavirus vaccines for poor countries and to refrain from hoarding the doses for themselves. Speaking to reporters after a meeting with Germany's foreign minister, Guterres said he's appealing to rich nations not to hoard the doses.
We need to be able to make a vaccine available to everybody, everywhere, and affordable by everybody, everywhere.
Guterres warned that it is in all countries' interests to ensure broad immunization because, in his words, nature always strikes back. A second COVID-19 vaccine is closer to joining the pandemic fight, AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
A week after recommending emergency use approval of Pfizer's vaccine, Food and Drug Administration advisors are publicly reviewing another vaccine from Moderna and the National Institutes of Health. The FDA's Doran Fink opened the meeting with a sober reminder.
The COVID-19 pandemic continues to worsen.
Moderna's Tal Zaks told the advisors help is on the way, with a trial showing the company's vaccine is safe and highly effective.
We believe the results support emergency use authorization.
The panel's expected to sign off, with the FDA itself likely to follow in hours or days, adding another weapon to the biggest vaccination effort in American history. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits rose again last week to 885,000, the highest weekly total since September, as a resurgence of coronavirus cases threatens the economy's recovery from its springtime collapse. The Labor Department said Thursday that the number of applications increased from 862,000 the previous week. Many employers are still slashing jobs as the pandemic forces more business restrictions and leads many consumers to stay home. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.